This is CliffCentral.com.
This show contains adult content. If you find it offensive, please go to the CliffCentral.com website where there's a show for you.
Please be aware that this show contains crude and foul language. If you are sensitive to topics like science or religion, we cordially invite you to please fuck off now. Thank you.
Good morning, everyone. Remember, I said last week I'm going to play a version of Nature Boy every week from now on until I've run out of Nature Boy versions. So this is a more jazzy one. I like that. It's an organ like that. Time of the week, and here I sit with the one and only, I haven't seen him for years and years, Gavin, His Royal Highness Prince. Good morning, Gavin.
Yay, Gavin's back. Good morning.
Good
those,
morning,
those
love.
Those were my imaginary friends saying, you know, they're excited.
Yeah, they're all excited.
Yes.
They are. We're going to see now in WeChat. It's going to come alive. People will just say. But I want to say something to you. I want to hear from you. Gavin, last week I would have been at your organization of the Charlene City Richards show. I was vomiting and shitting my brains out. And I've got this problem. I think it's because I'm getting old. I got stomach problems now.
I'm sorry. I know it's a medical problem. It was probably serious, but I just had the vision
of what?
You, of you, like, just like shitting all over the place.
Is it a nice vision? What kind of vision is it?
It's just like I can, wait, I can't hear my, oh, there I am.
Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
Turn yourself on.
Yes, I'm on now. It's just like your facial expression more than anything else.
Yeah, well,
it's not about what's happening on
the toy walls. Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like your facial expression.
Well, I'm sorry. And what? I want to hear about the evening, the gala, the fucking event, whatever. Mm. Because your company did it, Red Dot.
Yeah.
So when I saw you were proud, eh? And I was so, I really wanted to go with my notepad and my pen and just take notes, and but I couldn't. So tell me.
It was amazing. It was called the Charlene City Richards Inspirations Award.
Okay.
So it's an award that the Gateway Health Institute of South Africa, which they gave to her.
Okay.
Because of the work that she's done in the 30 years that she's been in the TV industry.
That's amazing.
And Charlene, you've had her on the show. You're good friends with her. Charlene is an amazing, legendary
she's fantastic.
Performer.
And she puts you in a good mood wherever she is.
Exactly, when she opens her mouth.
When she opens her mouth, yeah.
Like, I've had the pleasure of driving and taking her to, like, radio interviews.
That is
like
a pleasure. There. Actually, that is a pleasure. But did she demand to smoke in your car?
She, fortunately, she didn't. But I've had to just, like, exercise my muscle, yeah. The ones that you used to laugh. And my ears.
Yeah.
Especially the left one.
Yeah.
because that one can kaluma kakulu.
I know, but what is so funny is that she would make you laugh and be so funny, and then she would say, "Oh, you're a so nar," and she's always ill.
Yeah,
but she's always so funny.
That's altijd so in a hoesela like dingetjie wat.
That's a aan 'n kant van die munt.
But she looked amazing. She had this black dress on. I forget the designer's name, but she looked like absolutely beautiful. Black okay. with silver shoes on. And it was, and Kuni de Villiers performed, oh. Sonia Harold performed.
Oh, why didn't you ask me to perform? Oh, well, wouldn't have come because I would be shitting all over the piano.
Exactly.
Yeah. Good evening. I love Charlene.
And Bianca LaGrange.
Oh,
Tracy
love
Lee.
Her. Love, don't know who she is. Oh, I know who she is.
Tracy Lee, she's on The Voice now.
She's
a contestant
on The fantastic.
Voice. She's still in. And but all friends of Charlene. So and then Dirk van der Westhuizen is a guy. Remember that guy that 2 years ago he was in the news for, he's an Afrikaans guy, singer from Pretoria, and he did the Gundam style but in Afrikaans. And he got criticized from all corners in South Africa.
But he's quite good looking.
Yeah, he's good looking, he's tall.
Yeah.
And hy die styfste broekie aangehad by Saterdag aan.
Ag Jesus.
Fucking gossip like about my own event, like proper, like proper.
But you worked your gaplat, hey.
I was in pain, like physically in pain.
Okay.
But Charlene, she was in tears as per usual.
Yeah.
And gave a thank you speech of note. So it was an amazing event and I absolutely I enjoyed it.
Well, I'll wait for the DVD, darling.
Yes, the DVD's in the making.
Well, every May, we have Charlene Situations on the show. It's like an annual date we have. So it's coming up in May, and then we will have her on the show. And I'll make sure that you are here, and we can have a laugh.
Amaze.
But of course, it's not only you and I. It's not the Gavin and Casper show.
Oh, damn.
Please,
it.
No.
Why not?
Because we've got other wonderful, talented human beings here. Like we have got Shemaine Harris. Hello.
Good morning. Yeah, no. I mean, I could listen to you guys for a long time.
Can you?
Okay.
Yeah, I wasn't bored at all. I was just, you know, I was lapping it up. So
okay,
cool.
Switch it off.
Okay, so off with Shemaine. And then we've got Duncan. Hello, Duncan.
Hello, Casper and the hele familie.
Gaan het goed met jou?
Alles gaan goed met mij, meneer, en met bij jou kant?
Nee, lekker, dank u. Hoe was jouw week? Waar had je alles gedaan? Wat zijn hoogtepunten? Kan je mij van vertellen?
Mijn hoogste punt van die week was als mijn voetballenclub het gewen.
Je voetballenclub.
Voetballenclub en hulle gaan naar semifinale toe.
Ja.
En dat is goeie nieuws, meneer. Goeie nieuws, meneer.
Dat is een goeie nieuws.
Ja. Dat is een goeie nieuws.
Dat is absoluut. Nee, ek is baie blij. En so, wie is jouw favorite goedbalballe?
Is het klap, hulle roep dit Manchester City.
You fucking racist. I thought it was local.
Nee, jy ken, meneer, die ding van local voetballer is dat is nie so lekker om te kyk, nie, is nie die professionals, nie, en
you're right.
An exhibitie.
Yeah, it's not, sometimes you lose attention, eh?
Yeah.
Attention span, and you go.
Yeah,
I do that as well.
It's net soos die local movies and stuff. You can, as a comparison,
I like that.
I like this pitch in Afrikaans.
I do.
I love it.
I'm enjoying it.
As a flick van overseas gekyk.
Oorsee
kyk.
But you can make up your own language. I'm never going to correct you again. Go on.
As jy flick van oorsee kyk en jy kyk van flick van dierkant, dat is een goeie dat is een groot differentie, meneer.
Daar is.
En ek is 'n persoon dat hou net van kwaliteit.
Ek ook. Ek
doen net kwaliteit. Ding is ek, meneer.
Okay, so daarom kyk jy vir daai groep wat speel Manchester, whatever the
City.
City. Oh, the not United.
Nee.
Oh, City.
City is the big neighbors, meneer.
Ah. Weet jy, ek was al in die arena.
Jy was 'n speelpalletjie.
Nee, nee, nee. Nee, ek was nie 'n speelballetjie nie, maar ek was daar. Ek het daai arena gesien because there was a pop group who performed it.
Old Trafford, meneer, in England.
No, Spanish City.
Oh,
I was at Man City.
Oh, okay.
Not Man United. So I was there. Anyway, Duncan just walked away. But, okay, people, guess who is this, okay? Tell me who is this. I know it's country, it's cuck, but the whole idea is to guess. It's someone famous.
Pull the shades, lock the door.
This is the...
Drag your feet, cross the floor.
My narrator kom terug.
In the hall, pull them down off the wall. Now it's gone. She is gone.
I just caught Duncan with his hand in the cookie jar, jazamming this fucking song. No, you don't. You don't. Gee daar die telecommunicatie middel van my terug.
In the world tonight, not enough whiskey for you.
Dis nou die koor, not enough whiskey.
Not enough whiskey to make it all alright.
1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3.
Jack Hammer?
Ja, Jack Hammer.
Wow. Okay, nee, maar hierdie is iemand internasionaal.
Nee, ek sê die seer klink so bietjie soos yeah. Syne, soos hy dit uitdruk in sy musiek.
Okay, kan ek jou clue gee?
Ja, asseblief.
Poking, poking, poking. Tik, 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 tik.
Dit klink soos 'n kruis tussen 'n hoender en 'n trein.
Okay, nou hier's nog 'n clue. Jack, hello.
Jack, be careful. Norris.
Sylvester Stallone.
Jack, be careful.
All right, it's time to say goodnight.
Sylvester Stallone.
Jack. King. 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 Hello.
24. Jack Bauer.
Oh.
The skiefer.
Oh, the skiefer
about the country.
Awesome.
That ain't fair.
We found another avenue.
I can't get out of country, nie, man, ja.
Who but doesn't like a bit of country?
Yeah, but he's got this voice for it. And the song is Not Enough Whiskey. There's not enough whiskey in the morning light. I see just some people walking in here, and you know that we got our launch of the Boys and Girls of Club Central today.
Yay! That's amazing!
Yeah, the first people will be here.
Amazed.
The first people will be here.
All right.
Yeah. I think I was.
That explains the beautiful shoulders I just saw
the
from show. Behind.
Did you see that?
Oh, beautiful.
Shoulders from behind.
I think we must play this now. What we just saw.
The boys watch the girls while the girls watch the boys who watch the girls go by. They solemnly convene to make the scene, which is the name of the game. Watch a guy, watch a dame on any street in town.
La la la.
And over and across, romances pass. Guys talk, girl talk. It happens everywhere. Eyes watch, girls walk with tender love and care. It's keeping track of the fact, watching them, watching back, that makes the world go round. What's that sound? Each time you hear a loud collective sigh.
In Prince Albert, it is 36 degrees today. In London, 13 degrees maximum. In Cape Town, it is 15 degrees maximum. Why am I talking about this? Because I've just been to Prince Albert. I finished some scenes we had to pick up. That's professional talk. You pick up scenes for a movie. For my movie, Snarks Genoeg. Not my movie, a movie I'm in. Snarks Genoeg.
Meneer.
And it was 36 fucking degrees in Prince Albert. It's very hot there.
Wow.
The last time you told us about Snacks Genoeg,
yeah.
You guys were doing post-production. I thought you were done filming.
Yeah, no. My thought exactly.
Yeah, just don't point fingers. So, what happened was that we were editing. No, we didn't say post-production. Yeah, we were editing it.
Yeah, you had to say post-production.
Well, let me help you. We were editing it and then we saw mistakes. Usually happens with the best in the families, and then you go correct it by doing one or two pickups, and that's what we've done now.
Mm.
Now the movie's going to go into final mixing. It's going to go into special effects. It's going to go.
What's special effects?
So schools in on ploffings and stuff. I hope it's not After Effects. After Effects you can always see in the best movies. When the city is burning, you can see, oh fuck, it was After Effects on Adobe. Hey, I hope our technique is better. Like, oh god, there's the girls for me. See me for me. Okay, thank you, meneer. So, we did that, and I went to a very interesting town called Neu. Do you know about Neu?
Neu.
How do you spell that?
N-U-Y.
What?
Neu.
Neu. It's wine. They have
sounds
there.
Like a posh version of patla patla.
No.
Neu. If it's a lelijke woord.
Yeah, I get you.
Of net neer. En Kasper's taal.
Nee. Yeah, in Orleans. Nee. Well, I went to Nee. They do wine there. They've got a beautiful place there. We sit on top of a mountain. You look at all the beautiful mountains.
And you say, nee.
And you say, nee, I'm not going right now.
Mm.
And you know what? That whole Nee fucking place where we were, I think it's a wine distiller, maker, whatever. They attacked me, and they were so friendly with me, all the people there. And that's why I'm mentioning it. I want to thank them once again. And thank you for not giving me wine, although I don't drink anymore. I could have given it as a gift to someone, but no.
Exactly.
But no. No, nothing. But they were friendly.
So how many people are living in this sort of
I think
town?
Three. No. I think it's not very big, but you know what? I think Martinez Basson, which is a director of note on stage, I think he was born there. I did write him a message say, Martinez, were you born in Ney?
Why would you think he was born in Ney?
Because I remember the name Ney.
Do they have tar roads?
I remember the name Ney. It's something, but altijd bij mij blij. Die naam is Ney. I don't know. So I wrote to Martinez, were you born here? He didn't answer me.
Mm-hmm. Ney.
Ja hoor.
Yes, what's the model? Sorry, there are people that can ignore Casper de Vries.
But they won't live to tell it. Bye-bye, Martinez. Bye-bye, career. And then I flew with Mango, and they said, our captain today is Captain de Vries. I nearly said, oh my God, ek moet voorsit. Skoon vergeet, ek vlieg ook nog. But it was another Captain de Vries. And so as I left the plane, I asked the girl, did you say de Vries? Maybe his family. And she looked at me, that's now the air hostess,
yeah?
with eyes of, who the fuck are you? So I knew that joke was going for a bowl of shit because she didn't know who I was. I'm old, you know, I'm old generation now. The young generation, who are you? Why are you telling me this?
And then what did she do? She just ignored
no,
you.
No, she just said goodbye. Thank you for flying Mango. But, okay, Gareth, Gavin, you got children. Shemaine, you got children. Duncan, you don't. I don't. Are you, as people with children, are you irritated in a plane when a baby cries, yeah or nay?
Yeah.
No, not necessarily. It depends on what the child's on about. So there are some parents who are just negligent, and then it irritates me, but more because of the parents. But the
that
children
scream
not
is like a scream that only a mother can love. Huh?
Absolutely.
I suppose. You know, or someone who's who has strong maternal instincts, because normally you would go this is normally, it's not always, females would go, what is wrong with the child? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not going to think that the child's just
it
naughty.
Is scraping against my innards. It long cat nails. And it's like a fucking siren, you know, because the
can this plane land now?
You know? And I just I clench my teeth.
I would say what's wrong with the mother.
You clench
I would
else.
Say what's wrong with the mother.
Yeah.
Because you know what?
The mom is so dog tired that she can't control the child either.
And you know what they have? I don't know if you can remember this because your children are like adults now. But
totally.
But they've got like on most planes they've got like sections. Sections by the usually by the wing for like parents with babies. When Kenya was 3 months old, I flew with her. But fortunately, I've been blessed with a very quiet child. But they give you
advice.
Are you
sure she's not deaf?
Hmm?
Are you sure she's not
deaf? No, she's not deaf.
Can I just a point of order, Gavin? I mean, I had, 32 years ago, starting children. What colored woman could afford a plane ticket for herself and a child? Just Suma. No, I didn't notice. But the cool thing is to know that they have sections.
And the cool thing is, they actually, the air hostesses, they go to you, or the air hosts, whatever, they go to you and they advise you what to do when your child is a bit cranky. Aww. I don't know what your air hostess were on.
I don't know what they were doing.
But they tell you, like, where is your bottle? Where is he dummy?
Yeah.
And do you have something for this child to chew on? In like, because it's like hectic for their ears om op te gaan en om af te
Ja, natuurlijk. En dan gil hulle nou uit nature uit. Maar
but don't be angry at the babies. Be angry at the parents.
Nee, meneer. Over the weekend, I was at a restaurant. And then I was sitting. And on the table next to us was this family. And there was this little kid. And all this kid was doing was she had a spoon. And all she was doing was just banging on the table with the spoon.
Oh, God.
Non-stop. Ping, oh God. Ping, 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 over and over. And over. I just looked at the parents. It's like they were numb to the whole sound because they weren't doing absolutely anything about
because
it.
Because you do get numb to it. It's like
if comfortably numb.
You get comfortably. You have.
What
to
about the other
out.
People around you?
Well, I don't know. So but,
of
I
course,
mean,
people's necks will stiffen and then they will start looking at the baby.
But I think it's a coping mechanism for parents. They go, I'm out of this.
They do that. So when you like in a public space, like say Duncan or in the airplane. People think that by looking at the mother, it's going to help. No. Yesterday, a child did the same thing. We had a memorial service for an old friend, like yesterday, Cedar Square. And then it's a proper memorial service where people are getting up and talking about Chantal and Chantal's life. She was 33. She died of cancer. And hier kom die kinders op en die kinders begin ras and whatever. So everybody's looking. So I was just like, looking is not going to help. Excuse me?
Yeah.
Shush.
Nice.
Move.
That's
move.
Very, that's very
what I
Gavin.
Did.
That's very Gavin.
I almost got fired once at my old job where I was working in, at Game in Cresta. So I was one of
your
the guys.
Your name and shame them, Duncan.
People that were packing toys and selling top mops and stuff. You know, those kind of people. On the other aisle was this baby. This baby was crying for like 5 minutes, Minier. She wanted a toy, but her mom didn't want to get her the toy. Then from the other aisle that was next to her, where she was, I was like, somebody shut that baby up or I'll kill her. Or I think I'll eat her, something like that.
Oh, my God. Yo.
And then I got the worst reactions from white ladies saying, who do you think you are? You can't say things like that. I'm like, this baby has been crying for the past five minutes. No one's doing anything about it.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, I'll take this baby and I'll eat it.
Yeah, I'm a cannibal, please.
Then the baby
who do you think
crying.
You are? I'm a cannibal.
Ma.
Oh, my God. People with babies.
Fuck you.
Okay.
Skit, a kleine kaikie, en die nana.
Dis Kasper Radio.
hear the stem harmonies.
I love it.
I quickly want to say, we talked about TV shows last week. I said I didn't know about The Americans. I watched one episode of The Americans. Since then, I am like hooked. What do you call it? Binge watching? So I can tell people, recommend it. Watch The Americans. It's now in season 4. It is wonderful, wonderful action and gasps and sex and espionage and twists and tales. Wonderful series. I don't know why I've gone English all of a sudden.
All of a sardine.
All of a sardine. But it's really wonderful. And then we'll go one bit of news before I will shut the fuck up. And that is, have you seen those little stofzayerkies?
Yeah, yeah.
That they, on their own, they go zzz, like a little a vierkant. It's a little boxy, and then it goes on its own, the stofzayer, the vacuum cleaner.
Mm-mm.
Why do you look at me all like I'm an alien?
Maybe because you are.
I can't know what a stofzayer is.
Vacuum schooner.
A vacuum cleaner?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm trying to speak in pidgin Afrikaans. The vacuum cleaner. I got one. So it's just a little block and it goes on its own. And when it bumps into furniture, it turns around and it goes underneath tables and that. So I got it because I read, they say it entertains the dogs. People write there, oh, we bought one and the dogs were so entertained. And
they love it.
Yeah. So I bought it.
So the met ander woorde, hy maak skoon, that thing cleans and then the dog dirties after it cleaned. Well, how amazing. It's wonderful.
No, but what they say is that the dogs were like running around, hunting mole because of this little thing running around.
But your dogs are always clean.
Well, yeah. So it's not to clean dogs, it's to clean tiles. It's a floor cleaner. Yeah.
But now listen, so this thing, the vacuum cleaner cleans.
Yeah, it's a little
the dogs
robot.
Come running from outside
and then they're dirty. So I put it on, great excitement. You have to load it for 36 days. So the battery is loaded. I put it on, my dogs didn't even look at it. I was sitting there with big eyes. Kom nou julle, dit is 'n dingetjie op sy eie wat beweeg. Kom ons kyk. They were like, oh please.
Maar ek dink die ding is jou honde meneer is oud honde.
Nice.
And if it was like a modern dog, like today's generation dog.
You think it would give attention to this?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Well, I would think an old dog would go, what the fuck?
Can't teach old dog new tricks, meneer.
Well, they were sitting there. They didn't. That was a waste of money. But this thing, it's not really vacuuming everything. You know, it's like.
You take a video.
Is it effective though? Does it help?
Well, if you have wooden floors or tiles.
Ah.
And a long stretch of it, yes. But not carpets and so forth. But I did, the little thing goes everywhere, hey? Because then after my dogs ignored it, I was sort of keeping tabs on the thing. And it goes underneath tables and underneath.
Do you control it in any way?
No, it bumps. It's got sensors. So when it bumps, boom, then it goes zzz, another way. Oh, look, there's Sarita on the WeChat.
Oh.
Sarita op die WeChat say, hello, everyone. As die kinders so skree, verrader, ek en die mami nooit weer gebeur nie.
There was one word I couldn't figure out.
Verrader.
Hello everyone.
No, just the V word.
As die kinders so skree, verrader, ek en die mami
Verander.
That's what
she says. I change into the mummy.
Nooit weer gebeur nie.
So then the children stop.
Never been
because
born.
Because she goes. No. She's sitting there in a plane. Now the baby goes. She goes. Like you said, I'm going to eat you. She just have the mummy face. And then the children stop immediately. Sorry, Danny.
Okay.
So that's a good idea, I think.
Verrader.
Look at them with the fucking. Verrader face.
Verrader.
So this is the Casper Radio Show. We're gonna launch the boys and girls of the Central very soon. Oh yeah. Mm-hmm. We're gonna after this, because first I think it's time for Consistory. Consistory. Now, it's brought to us by iFix, and I read this morning that apparently it's true that your telephone carries with it so much bacteria that they discover like 3% feces on phones and iPads. Clean it every day, because apparently our phones go with us everywhere.
I heard that a toilet seat is cleaner than your cell phone, Manira.
Yes,
how do you connect?
Depends on who cleans it.
What, your toilet or your phone?
As a bachelor, you would never clean your toilet, Duncan.
You.
I get the Macy that come pay the ace.
So, oh, she your girlfriend now? Yes. Last time she wasn't your girlfriend anymore.
Yeah, you need a girl.
It says a goede domesticatie.
Domesticatie. Me, so, bring me the cassie.
I bought this. See, this is a tube. It said glass. Sorry, I'm not American. Smithy's glass wax. So you put it on anywhere. You can put it on your personality and it will be brighter. And then you put it on your phone and on your iPad, because I got a fright.
Nice lube.
It's lube as well. It's lube. You can use this lube. I tried it. But I got a fright when I heard that we're walking around with 3 kilograms of cuck on our phones. Oh my goodness.
Maar waar tel hulle die shitsels op?
Omdat jy toilet toe gaan met jou phone ook.
En jy was miskien nie Johanna nie. Weet jy hoeveel mense loop uit die toilette sonder om hulle hande te was?
That's disgusting. If I can quote
Donald Trump. Never take
especially
my phone.
Especially women,
in.
It is the most. I don't know what men do, but you wouldn't think women do it. But
I
do.
Never. I never take my phone in when I go and sit.
Oh, really, Gavin?
Never.
Do you take a newspaper in or?
I take nothing in. I do my business
just
and
take
off
your
I
mind
go.
With you, man. You just take your mind with you.
Never.
And just relax.
I see a bitch from Bernard, Betty Bangles, for you, Gavin.
Oh. Betty, maar het, he sent this early on in the show, and he said, ek het begin wonder of ek nou die hele tijd na Gavin moet luister. Bitchy.
Thank you,
Betty. Bitchy Bangles. And Nikki says we are awesome.
Yeah, Nikki also.
We love Iki. Ach, Nikki.
Nikki. Is she a new listener? Iki. Nikki.
I don't know them. The name.
Julle is awesome.
Wie daai boodskap ons stuur, is dit Betty?
Nee, is Bernard.
Ja, Bernard, ja.
I love you too, Bernard. Can't wait to see you again.
Wonder hoe gaan het met daai been?
We'll find out. But we actually on our way to who? Con.
Oh, yeah.
Story. So clean your glasses of your phones. If it breaks, go to iFix, because without iFix, nothing would be possible. So here we go. And after this, it's Boys and Girls of Chris Central. Hello, Percy.
Hallo, Tanya April.
Nou, gaan we jou, my kind.
Nou, hard op die oog en sag in die kop, Tanya.
Oeh, jy maak my klaar, Blertsy. Vertel vir my, die mense praat, hulle sê jy weet van iFix.
Ja, ek weet alles van iFix. Ek het hulle prentjies op my mure en hulle syfertjies in my koppie.
So werk die iFix Plus ding nou?
O, iFix Plus is dan nie betaal R69 'n maand.
69.
En dan is Tanny een iFix Plus member.
iFix Plus.
Ja, Tanny. En dan, as iets verkeerd gaan met Tanny se sel, dan is die repairs slechts R250. Al is het de battery of glas of whatever, Tanny.
250, is het al?
Ja.
Dit is mal.
Het is, Tanny, maar ek praat die waarheid.
Goeiemorgen, Elizabeth.
Oh, hello, darling.
Jy weet wat, Elizabeth, ek het gedink bietjie aan waar ons moet heen gaan vir ons witte woord.
Ja, wat jy gedink het?
Wel, kom ons gaan, ne? In ons reis heerlijk door Europa en Amerika, van huis tot huis.
Van die hele land. That will take us forever, darling. Ja, ek het nog nie klaar gepraat nie. Van huis tot huis, van die bekendste wetenskaplikes, filosowe, psychoanalose, psychoanalysas, psychokundiges, enzovoorts, enzovoorts. Oh my good golly. Only for you, my darling. Oh, so where shall we go then? Ek dink ons moet 'n lysie opstel, Elizabeth. Ek het gedink Einstein se huis, beide in Duitsland en Amerika, Werner von Braun, Freud, Sigmund Freud. Dit 'n goeie idee is. And tell me, do you like Kant? That's why I married you, my darling. Nee, ek bedoel die filosoof Kant. Ja, jyre, nie, ons kan soon toe ook gaan. Kyk, ons kan ons lysie nou saamstel. You are so bright and so beautiful. I love you so much. I love you too.
Hallo, mami.
Hallo, my skat.
Oei, ek sien Attie het saamgekom.
Hallo, Marcel.
Hallo, Attie.
Ons is hier om vir jou guns te vra.
Oe, ek is jyne oor, he? Hoe gaan het met jou en Vygie?
Ja, Attie, ek wil jou nog die hele tijd vra, maar ek vergeet die hele tijd.
Oh, ek weet nie, iets is fout met Vygie.
Hoe bedoel jy fout, me? Of verskoon my, dokter Langerhans het vir my Tourette-stroop vir perde gegee, maar nou begin ek. Ek was perde vir 'n paar weke, maar nou skiet daar nou en dan 'n ander plaasdier uit.
Dis reg, mama. Dis fyn. Moenie worry nie.
So, jy het gesê...
Ek het gesê, Vygie, daar is iets fout met haar, sê. Sy praat soos 'n demoon en haar oë skyn rooi.
Jew, is dit nie net special effects en make-up nie, Attie?
Nee, dit is, hierdie is real. Jy weet, baie keer skrik jy jouself so dat jou hare regop staan.
Ja?
Maar my hare het regop staan nou die aand. Vygie was, weet hoe sê hulle in Afrikaans, besete?
Ja!
Soos twee lasers. Het haar oog geskyn en sy het achteruit en vorentoe gepraat en achteruit.
Hoe bedoel jy, Adi?
Het soos, hallo, Aurora, hoe gaan dit hier?
Heere!
Hoe, my hare so op penorent gestaan het.
Wel, vanmorgen toe ons opstaan, toe sê ek, weet wat nou van gisteraan, toe weet sy nie waarvan ek praat nie. Nou voel ek soos idioot. Misschien was het mijn verbeelding, maar ik had gezien wat ik gezien had.
Weet jy, Attie, wat jy volgende keer moet doen, hè? Is record het op jou cellfoon.
Ja, baie goeie idee, Marcel.
Dankie, Attie. Nou, wat wil jy heen moet ek doen?
Wel, ons is op soek na een draklood.
Dwellum God?
Soos hulle sê, een draklood. En wat hy doen, is hy... Rij rond in die aande. En dan tel hy rentboys op. En dan kyk hy hulle uit. En as hulle die bul vits, soos hulle sê. Dan maak hy hulle drakrunners.
Ja, en dit het met my te doen wat?
So ons het gedink, Marcel. As jy nou vir ons undercover rentboy kan wees. En miskien tel hierdie man jou op. Dat jy vir ons die informatie kan deurgee.
Okay, maar wat kry ek terug in return?
Wel, ons sal jou vonnis met ten minste 'n jaar verminder opskort.
Wow, jy, dit is baie, dan moet ek nog net 2 jaar sit.
Jy sien.
Katie, Angelique, Fiona.
Marcel, mami.
Marcel, ek dink jy moet dit doen, dis 'n baie goeie idee.
Dis gevaarlik.
Ja. Maar, 1 jaar af!
Oorweeg dit, asseblief, Marcel.
Goed, ek sal, Attie.
Goed,
julle. So ons gaan rustig deur die troue. Net gaan en rehearse dat julle fyn is. Die Engelse priester kon het ongelukkig nie maak nie. Hy het vir my ge-WhatsApp. Hy het 'n exorcism om te doen. Liewe Heer, wat is dit?
It's when exorcism is for English people, not for Afrikaans people. It's when the priest comes and he drives out demons.
Whoa. Is dit nie gevaarlik nie?
Dat is maar deel van die Engelse kerke. Afrikaanse kerke doen dit nie.
Jy kry veral onder jou katolieke, dat hulle het selfs 'n film daaroor gemaak. The Exorcist. Ja, dit was dan nie, dit is 'n musical, né?
Nee, dit was 'n thriller. Yes, my darling. It's nothing to sing about.
So hy sal hier wees. Ons sal sy stukke insit later, maar onthou, dis nou die eerste oefening. So julle kom die gang af. Elizabeth, wie bring jou in?
Well, my father, he is in Dalstrom, maar hy sal afkom en my afbring in die aisle. Hy ongelukkig in 'n rolstoel.
Jawe.
Maar dit is fyn, ek sal net saam hardloop.
En dan wag jy klaar hier by die kansel, né, Dr. Langerhans? Ja, ek wag hier. Goed, dan is dit, dan kom staan julle, dan is dit ek basies bla die bla die bla. Liefde is nie opgeblaas in die la 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 bla die bla en bla bla. Die Engelse priester kom in.
Yes.
En hy praat dan sy woorde. Fon 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 fon.
Yes.
Goed, dan staan ons hier. En dan is dit nou tyd vir die eet, die huweliks eet. Jy sê die huweliks eet.
Ja,
of die sakrament.
Oh, the sacra. It sounds as if it's sucking.
Nee, dit glad, dit is die sakrament is baie heilig. So dan vra ek, beloof jy, ek sê jou name, Langerhans?
Ja?
Beloof jy, deur dik en dun, huwelik, bankrotskap, siektes, malligheid, afdwaling, rondslapery, irritasie, om by haar te bly?
Ja.
And then the English priest would come to you, Elizabeth.
Yes.
And he would say, Elizabeth, diagonal, kakakonal, smook.
Yes, that's just my name.
Ek weet, ek ons reus moes nou maar nie. And dan sal hy sê, do you take this man in sickness and health, in all kinds of weather, in, you know, when he's unfaithful, which you will not be. Nie, ja, ek sal nie wees nie, dominee, kom. Ek sê maar net, dit is die hele rein. En dan sê julle, ja. En dan gaan ek sê, julle is man en vrou. And then the English priest will say, you're man and wife. Ons het daarom gedink, dominee, dat in steede daarvan dat ons van mekaar rimpies opsê of quote uit 'n Helen Steiner reiskaartjie.
Hallmark.
Of Hallmark, ja. Het ons gedink, miskien is het beter om 'n duet te sing.
And you know what, Dominican? Ek het my nephew is here. Lance!
Hello!
This is Dominican.
Hi, Germany.
Hello.
And Dr. Langerhans, you know, of course.
Hi, Dr. Langerhans.
Hello, Lance.
Okay, so here is a guitarist. But we haven't decided on a song yet.
Ons het gedink ons is al twee psigiaters.
Ja, dit is waar.
As jy psigiater so hard sê, dan voel ek my oë uit. So wat?
So he's going to help us by selecting songs. That's why we're here also as part of the rehearsal. As die afhanang.
Okay.
So Lance, darling, we thought about maybe singing songs about crazy. Have you got any crazy
ideas? There's a lot of things trending with crazy right now. I'm not crazy, I'm just a little unwell. I know right now you can't tell. But stay a while and maybe then you'll see a different side of me.
That is like, it's like difficult for me to hit those notes. Maybe something else?
She drives me crazy, ooh, ooh, like no one else, ooh, ooh. She drives me crazy, and I
want to. Lach, dis recognized, nee, my darling.
Ja, dis lekker. Is daar nog enig iets anders langs?
Okay.
Okay. Yes?
And this thing called love.
Oh, yeah.
I just can't handle it. This thing called love.
Oh, yeah.
I must get around to it to get ready.
Crazy little thing called love.
Jy het om.
Oh, dit is misschien ook 'n lekker een.
Isn't there some evergreen kind of a thing, Lance?
Crazy, crazy for being so lonely.
I'm not lonely anymore, Elizabeth.
I'm crazy.
I hear you, darling.
Crazy for being so blue.
Oh, Lance is crying.
I see.
I
know you'd love me as long as you wanted.
Oh,
and then someday you'll leave me for somebody new.
Okay, as ons net daai woorde moet verander aan die einde, man, dit gaan nie goed afgaan by 'n troue nie.
I'm crazy for trying. And crazy for crying, and I'm crazy for loving you.
Can you patience?
Yeah.
Waar wat jy gaan tannie nou?
Jy God, ek is op pad na Ivix toe om die Ivix plus mee met te word, man.
Oh, tannie patience.
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of the Central and girls. See how they walk, strut, pose and talk. The boys of the Central and girls.
Yeah, it's that time of the year where we kick off with the boys and girls of Cliff Central, and it's really been going well. I've been looking at the Facebook page of Boys and Girls, and it's just like rocketing up and up. Hi, Laura, how are you?
How's it, Casper? Good.
Fine. Laura is Boss Models representative, head president for life, dictator, democratically elected by herself, and she is part of this wonderful competition. I'm so glad that you're here and a part of it and supporting the competition that we make it bigger.
Yes, I'm excited.
Yeah,
looking
so
for new
much.
Faces.
And yes, did you see those members climbing, hey, on the Boys and Girls of Cliff Central?
They literally doubled in 24 hours.
Wow. So it's on Facebook, hey?
It's on Facebook. But Boys and Girls of Cliff Central.
Central. And I see that we do have there exactly how you can enter. I see that people still write, how do I enter? So I want to know, Duncan, how do you enter this competition, players?
Meneer, as maklik. There's just actually two easy steps to enter.
Tell me.
All you need to do is take a current natural photo of yourself.
Naked.
Not your friend, but yourself.
Okay.
Naked if you want. That might just push you up.
Please,
to be.
Not naked. No.
We
no.
would encourage.
No, Laura doesn't want. Laura must see this. So
I'm a mother.
She must go through it. Not naked.
Okay.
Oh, shit. But one mark to the Casper Radio Show. That one's naked. Yeah? Naked.
Absolutely. So the first step is take a current natural photo of yourself and then post it on your social media timeline.
Okay. And so like Instagram or Twitter or Facebook or Newspeak or Oldspeak or Snap or whatever.
And all you need to do is tag the photo with the hashtag BAGCC. BAGCC.
BAGCC.
Boys and Girls of Cliff Central.
Okay. And so Laura, will you scout that hashtag?
I scout the hashtag. You can also email me on josie@bossmodel.co.za and with the subject Boys and Girls of Cliff Central. So yeah. If you don't have social media, you can email us too.
Okay, but we've got our first two entries here today and they look marvelous.
Yay.
Yes.
But first, before we talk to them, we got a professional, very good looking, rugged, hunk of a man here whose name is Warren, but is it McCaslin or McAslon?
Well, it's either way, but it's McCaslin, yes.
Hi, it's what, who?
Warren McCaslin.
McCaslin, oh, yes. That's better. Because McAslin sounds a bit like that lion.
Oh, Aslan. Yeah. Well, funny enough is I believe McCaslin means son of lions. So
there you go.
Part of it. Yes, yeah.
Oh,
I've had lots of different versions of it. A couple of them I probably couldn't say on radio, so we'll hold back on those ones.
But no, you can. Yeah.
We encourage
the beauty of this show.
Generally, there's normally a McAss somewhere in there. But when I was in South America, and the Americans kept on going McAsian. Wow, that's a wonderful surname.
McAsian.
Until I had to break it to them, it was pretty normal. It was McCaslin.
So yeah. The big question is:
yes,
are you an ass man?
No, well, it depends whose ass, I guess. When you said it at first, I was wondering whose ass you're talking about. But yeah, I'm a bit of a handwriting kind of guy.
Not
I
yours,
like handwriting. Yeah.
Are we taking pictures? This must go onto our tweets and our cake.
Mm-hmm.
Remember now. So I saw you on the cover of Men's Health.
Yes, that was.
Yes, that was a good one.
That was fantastic. I mean, that was definitely a highlight. It was a good couple of years ago, but you're never too old, I guess.
You don't look older.
Thanks, Casper. Yeah. I appreciate it. It's amazing what Photoshop can do compared to in life, I guess.
Yeah, well, we like to see things without mistakes on covers. So okay. I can see where they covered up.
By a donkey. by a donkey. That's very nice of you.
Doesn't matter. So is that a big thing when you get that you phone friends and go, I've got Men's Health?
Well, look, I mean, definitely you don't want to speak about it until it's on the shelf, because generally what happens is they take a couple of photos of a variant of guys.
Yes, and you think you might be.
Exactly, and there's nothing worse than blowing your own trumpet and then everybody's like, when's it coming out? No idea. No
shame.
Idea. But yeah, it's ironically, it pays so badly. I mean, it's...
Laura?
Yeah, yeah.
No.
Really?
Magazines, yeah.
I mean, if you walk out
what's,
there,
what's little? What's
is
little?
It South African little?
Look, if you walk out with 350 rand in your pocket,
no,
men's
fuck
health
off.
Cover.
Oh, namanga, boy.
No.
Guys, I'm not lying. I mean, those are not the ones that, pay all the debts and pay
but
all the
bills. But they get you
the
all the work that does pay.
Exactly. It's something you need in your book.
Okay. Is that why they do it, maybe?
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's very prestigious.
Did you see me on the cover of Fatties for Life?
You know, I think my subscription ran to an end. When was it? Which month?
Throughout the whole year.
Yeah. He's like Oprah. He's on every cover. Every cover.
Fatties for Life.
I'm going to have to check that one out. Is it online or is it available?
No, it's all at all restaurants
and
online takeaway stores.
Okay. FFL. Awesome. FFL. Fatties for Life. Yeah. And when is the coffee book coming out, Duncan?
The coffee book is out already. More will be coming out.
Okay, but I heard that coffee tables sort of break when you put the book on it.
Yeah, absolutely, because the book's made out of fat.
That's interesting. So that padding, I thought it was lovely padding, but it's fat actually inside the cover.
It's a new range of edible books.
Oh.
So once you're done reading, you just eat the book.
Okay,
it's
that is absolutely fantastic.
The more you eat,
but with the Banting diet, that's now the rage.
Absolutely.
Eating fat only.
Mm.
Mm. Fatties for life.
What has been your most memorable shoot in terms of whatever happened, or where you were, or did you meet your love of your life?
Well,
or...
I wouldn't say it was my love of my life, but...
just the fuck of the day.
Well, let me tell you who it was, first of all, before I answer that. It was Charlize Theron.
Oh, my God. I'm with you.
Yeah, but she threw me into a pool, and she did that about six times.
Oh, lovely.
So,
and did she speak Afrikaans to you? Fatsoa klein boot.
No, not at all, because I just said my Afrikaans by a kak, ek jammer.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. Your Afrikaans is by a kak, man.
Thank you. Bye, dankie. Thank you,
but is she nice?
What?
Yeah. She's a bit snooty.
Yeah, no, she wasn't a very nice person, to be honest.
Oh, Charlize Theron.
Fuck yeah.
Man, what a disappointment.
I needed you on set. Where were you?
Meneer, kan ek net sê, Charlize Theron, for the Afrikaans mense, says Anjal.
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, Anjal.
An angel, that's what
I know, we've got it.
Yes, she's an Anjal. So
we're getting used to you, Africa.
What was the dinge dat was so groot dat jy het gedink dat sy is nie 'n gelukkige persoon.
Well, look, there was a couple of things. I'll give you an example. One of the things was we got the shot. Director went over and said, Charlize, that was fantastic. Thanks very much. Do you think we could just try it like this?
Mm.
And she said, did you not watch the Oscars?
But didn't the director watch the Oscars? I mean, she's great.
Well,
man.
That was one of them. There was a couple of other things. But you know
oh
what?
My goodness.
I'm going to put it this way. I mean, I think the director a couple of days later afterwards said, look, to the walk-in, said, look, do me a favor.
Yeah.
When you laugh, don't laugh forward. Laugh backwards, very regally, because that's Charlize. You know, she's a ballet dancer. Said, so act like Charlize. Just don't be as big a bitch.
Fantastic. Oh, no, but now we understand.
Okay. So, look, that was my experience with her.
Yeah. But it doesn't matter. Well, it was it's no, nice to know she made good and she's an international star, but it might have gone to the head a bit.
Perhaps.
And other things that you still want? Is there something that you want to do?
Yeah, I mean, I'm 37 now.
So where do you still do cigarette ads? No.
I've done Marlboro.
Really?
Yeah.
You're Marlboro?
Yep.
You're Marlboro?
Marlboro.
Really? Do they still do that? But you look like a Camel or a Marlboro man.
Well, you know, this was the thing is, when we went to the casting, I didn't believe that, you know, they still shot cigarette commercials.
Yeah.
But I think we shot it on the Saturday. Or we went to the casting on the Saturday, and the Monday I flew to Buenos Aires business class, shot 2 days, smoke a pack of Marlboro Red.
Are you a smoker?
I'm not. I had to fake the whole thing.
Did you pull in?
Did you inhale?
Did I swallow? What?
What was it?
Oh, did I inhale?
Did you put it in?
and did you swallow?
I think my parents are listening to this.
No. We love you.
But yeah, I mean, when you saw the whole 30 seconds commercial, there was no smoking whatsoever. So I don't know what that was about, having to smoke the Marlboro Red. But yeah, it was a fantastic opportunity and it was great. And
no.
You got paid in US dollars. So yeah.
Statistics say that there's over 1 million people who die in a year from cigarette smoking. But the fact that you're going to pose on TV and smoke cigarettes.
Well, no, it wasn't
TV,
was it TV?
Do you know who the other option was? Whoa. The other option was a doctor. The guy who was casting against me, he I mean, that was his practice. He was a doctor and he was fighting within himself whether or not, you know, what are all these clients going to say or all these patients going to say if he ever gets this commercial?
Yeah.
So, yeah, there's moral elements and then there's money.
Absolutely.
So, yeah.
You know what, Warren? Don't you worry, because we are too many people on the planet. We need to get rid of a lot of them. So let them smoke.
Exactly.
It's fine.
You know, we all make our own decisions.
We need the space.
Exactly.
Yes.
Good.
Oh, that's fantastic. Well, what do you think of our competition?
I think it's a fantastic competition. I mean, as I say, I've been doing this for a couple of years, and I don't think I've ever seen anything like this. I believe it's a second year running. Last year it was boys.
Yeah.
And this year it's boys and girls.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm all about like equal opportunities. So yeah, and I see two of the entrants here today.
Yeah,
and
they're beautiful.
It's going to be exciting.
Any advice for them, maybe up and coming?
I think for the guys, look after yourself.
What's the best way to look after yourself, would you say?
I think everything in moderation, you know. Don't abuse yourself too much, but don't try and be too...
How many wanks a day, do you think?
Wow, this show really does get out there.
It does,
say.
It does, say.
I find that...
Like I said, my mom and dad are listening.
McCaslin family, to the McCaslins, we love you. You are just dreaming this.
I'm going to have to go back to my dad on that one. Dad, how many... What do you recommend?
Before 10 o'clock or just after 11? At what time works for you?
What is it like? Don't swim after you've eaten lunch? What is that saying?
Don't swim.
Don't wank after... No?
What's perhaps? The saying?
I have no idea.
I think this conversation has had its run.
Clearly.
And I think we're going to go on to our next entrant, and that will be Kayla Grover. Grover. Kayla Grover. She's going to happen now. Warren, thank you so... Oh, no, shame. I didn't mean you must go.
Oh.
I just meant lovingly telling Duncan to shut the fuck up.
Okay.
So I want to tell you thank you for being here.
Thank you.
It was a great meeting you and talking about you. And let's see what Kayla says.
Cool. Thank you.
Okay. Bye.
Eet die eier op jou balalaika. Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of Cliff Central and
got that disease where you can't say something. I can't say Kayla. Kayla. Is it right? Kayla?
Kayla, yes.
Yes, what's going on with me? I want to say Kalia. Kayla, hi, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Oh, it's a pleasure when you're the first, eh? So you'll always be remembered, eh?
Wow. Thankfully.
And how did this happen now? Did Laura tell you about this or how did you decide to do this?
I've got tagged in a post on Facebook.
Ah.
Yes, yeah, so I saw how you're supposed to enter the competition.
Yeah.
Very easy, by the way.
Yes. So one of the photos on my Instagram, I tagged the Bag CC, and Laura had commented I should email her my details, and then from there, this is where I am.
So Laura, you're looking for a specific, okay, look. You're looking for a look, hey? But I mean, our models can't. Sometimes you see models, you go, oh, because they're very unique kind of look for a certain kind of product. But we do. Or are looking for people who are more than just normal, aren't we?
We're looking for different.
Yeah.
So you can be commercially beautiful, which is the Barbie.
Well, she is. Isn't she, Duncan?
Absolutely lovely.
Please don't call me Barbie.
No. I mean the beauty queen, that kind of look. And we're also looking for editorial looks, and that is the more androgynous and a little bit strange and the wide eyes and that kind of thing. Okay. So we're looking for everything.
Okay, but we are also here at the Cusp Radio Show. We are looking with the eye of the beholder, and it is beauty that we want to see, and we see that.
Thank you.
What do you see, Gavin?
I see her tattoo. What is the... She's got a beautiful tattoo. I see flowers. I see a rose, I think. And I
roses
see...
Roses and cherry blossoms.
And I see a little bit of writing. What does the writing say?
It says, I'd rather conquer myself than win 1,000 battles.
Wow.
Whoa. You know, because the battle of the mind as a human being, once you conquer your mind, Casper, you can conquer
yourself.
Yeah,
but why does she want to conquer herself? Is she a difficult person?
I can be, yes. I'll put it out there. I think most women are.
Yeah, you're right.
And okay,
no, so we all intricate people.
So what was the sort of the... What is... I don't even know the Afrikaans
word. Spumpers.
Yes, yes. For the flowers.
For the flowers, there was no specific reason for the flowers. I just liked the look of it. And then I just kept on adding and adding. And yeah, I'm happy with it though. It's my first tattoo, so I'm glad that I'm happy with the
outcome. It Aina?
It was a little bit. Some places, yes.
Some places? Like, yeah. Okay, what places are you talking about?
What do you mean, what places? I think more on the tricep and then on the bone, on the shoulder.
Do you have any history in the modeling industry? Have you done anything in the past, maybe?
I have, yes, but it's more as a hobby and for myself. So I've done a bit of everything. I'm not professional, nothing, yes, but I have been doing it for...
What did you enjoy, the last thing that you did that you enjoyed?
I think the last thing for... it was a specific... A specific shoot,
yeah,
it's for Peaches and Spice. It's a bridal wedding catalog.
Peaches and Spice?
Yes, Peaches and Spice.
Mm.
And it was just trying on a whole bunch of dresses, and it was also editorial, so I enjoyed that one a lot.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very girly, so just fun.
By the way, we've gone live on Facebook now. We always do with the boys and girls. So we're live on Facebook. I love Facebook, people. So you can have a look. There you go. This is our first entrant. And... she is Kayla. Yeah, I can say it.
Yes, yes.
What is that sickness that Tom Cruise has?
Isn't he dyslexic?
Tourette's.
That's it. No, not Tourette's. I've got Tourette's. For fuck's sakes. No, it's dyslexia. I can't say it.
Dyslexia.
Yeah. Yeah. So have you been doing modeling before?
Yes, yes, yeah. I have.
I think this will be a nice little tick. So you've been the girl of Cliff Central.
Yes, girl of the week. First I'm proud.
Do you want her to do anything, Duncan?
What's your best look? Give us your best look. Give Laura your best look, the face of boss model.
You're auditioning, yeah.
Audition for Laura. Why don't you? Your best look? Won't you strut your hair backwards for me?
It's kind of hard at the moment.
Well, you can take off the headset. It's okay. It's fine. Take off the headset. Some sexy music. Can you hear it? Ooh. come on, give us some of your best looks into the camera over there.
It's awkward when everyone's now watching.
No, you're a model.
That's
the
thing.
The world is watching.
This exercise is called losing your inhibitions.
<I think so. laughs>
Give us your best looks over there.
Duncan, that's pervy to take it in your own phone.
I thought you did it already.
Yeah, but thanks.
Shut your hair back. Wank back.
You put me on the spot now.
Won't you stand around, stand up for us, please, and just do a spin around, do a spin, and just put your hand on your elbow. Just the looks, you know the looks, man. Laura, just give us some advice, please.
Okay. Laugh out loud.
Woo!
And can you walk on a ramp?
Yes.
Okay, so walk up and down.
Woo! 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 Woo!
Oh, she does it
great. Well. It's great, yeah. I think it must feel awful to be asked these, but just relax and
a little bit.
Look wonderful. Yeah,
that's what it's like when you go see a client.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I think, Laura, you might want to come in on this. I think her strength is in her eyes, chest.
I've been told.
And chest. What are you...
Some chest.
Just some nice
we
chest
don't
action.
Worry about chest, believe it or not.
She's hiding the chest.
Yeah, hence the scar.
Doesn't matter.
Nice chest.
Personality is amazing for us as well, because they have to be able to perform. But the chest doesn't hurt.
When you say perform, like as in getting to character of a princess, or maybe...
Modeling is actually a little bit of acting, so you've always got to be a different character. So you have to be able to pull a little bit of a performance. So I always tell them the best training you can do is drama.
What are some of your favorite characters that you love seeing in models?
It depends on the advertiser's brief. Mm. So that's not really up to me. I like to be able to see somebody who can have fun.
Mm. Yeah, having fun.
Don't be so serious.
And
it's
not so scared, like to lose the fear.
But usually these days, am I right in saying that models... It's not about laughing these days. It's like having a certain kind of smoldering look or something, eh?
No. It's about everything. You must be able to. Most sports catalogs will require you to laugh, and
it's true. Yeah, yeah. I remember like Edgar's and stuff like that. Then Stanley Mandar and so on a brookie and then lach hy so and hy wys. Nou, die Here weet waarna hy wys, maar dit.
Yeah, that's
it's true. Well, I thank you for being on the show, for being the first.
Thank you very
much. Gorgeous, by the way.
Yeah, and we'll see you again at the parties. Rounds go on, I can't wait. It'll be just more and more fun from now on, I promise
you. It's exciting stuff.
Yeah, it's lekker. And welcome to the family of Cliff Central as well.
Yay!
Yeah,
thank you very much.
Now listen to this. If you're big... This one is called Sexy Man, but I can't hear it. I can't hear him saying Sexy Man. Can you? What kind of a language is this? Doesn't matter. Here we are with our next entrant, and his name is Tanner. At least I can read that. Fox. Hi there.
Hi there, Casper. How are you?
I'm absolutely well, and welcome to the competition.
Thank you very much.
So when did you decide to enter and why?
I just obviously got the invite from Boss Models Joburg, and I just saw it and I thought, well, let me give it a try. I am new to the industry, so it's a good way to get out there, good way to expose yourself, and obviously with my agency, you can't go wrong.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I think it's good. How long have you been modeling?
I think in about 2 weeks, it'll be my first year.
Oh, man.
Whoopee!
Yeah.
Great.
Tanner
and I have an anniversary.
100%.
What do you mean?
Oh.
Yeah, no, he's a boss boy. A brand new boss boy.
Yeah. Oh, fantastic. Yeah. So remember, you don't have to be with Boss Models to enter, but because if you win at the end of the day, you will most probably be in the Boss catalog family. But it helps, of course, if you're already a model and you want to enhance your profile. perfect.
100%, yeah.
And what a profile you have to enhance.
Yeah, thank you.
What have you been doing?
In terms of what I've been doing, like I said, I'm relatively new. My first sort of big experience or exposure was SA Fashion Week. I did the winter campaign, and I just recently did the summer campaign.
Okay.
So that was really outstanding. I mean, that is your typical high fashion ramp modeling. And then, yeah, behind the scenes, I've done a few smaller things, your typical catalog work, you know, your sort of photo shoots, your billboard. So, yeah, it's been really good and a great experience.
When you do the modeling fashion week, do you go in and out from designer to designer until you get a job, or do you do for a lot of designers, or how does it work there?
So how it works is you'll go, if you're brand new, you would initially go to New Faces casting. Then out of that, I mean, there could be hundreds of people. Then SA Fashion Week will then select the models to then be showed or faced to the designers.
Okay.
And then per the casting, you'll walk for the select designers and show. And obviously you get selected, and then you go to your fittings and rehearsals and so forth.
Is it hectic?
I'd say it is quite hectic. The show is very hectic. And the time put in obviously doesn't quite match the show time, because it's in, out, and you're done, you're finished. And
yes, you said rush. You get the rush afterwards, I suppose, as well, for what you've done.
Yeah, 100%, yeah.
Okay, well, we're going live on Facebook. I've got very little battery life left, but we have to go live. We are live on Facebook. I'm going to hand this to Charmaine, who's going to ask a question to Tanner while recording him. And let's see what the people say. Sometimes they write comments. So that's Tanner, people,
okay,
Facebook
Tanner.
Live.
I'm going to have to be... Tanner is that's the shade, so I'm going to come around so that you can see his face properly.
Did you ask Landon if he wants to strip for us?
Tanner,
yeah.
I would encourage you right now. Don't you have some sexy music, Kasper?
Oh, God.
Yeah, great. So what do you
think?
And then...
Woo!
Tina Turner, baby! You better Tina and Turner my ass! Lower those pants, baby. Lower those pants.
It's getting hotter.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
Oh my God.
Take off those goddamn pants.
Is that it? You fucking shy, eh?
Oh, would you like me to drop my jocks as well?
No,
drop everything,
sure?
Honey.
I'll take the headset off.
Do it.
I'll drop the pants and shirt.
Do anything, honey. Do
just
it.
Drop your headset.
Okay, I'll do it.
Charmaine, record, Charmaine. For fuck's sake.
Woo! Everything's dope. Woo! Take it off! Take
Look
it
at
up.
Gavin. Gavin is...
Take it off!
Gavin is Woo! Crying. Gavin is crying. Oh, my
Sexy
God.
In
Thank
the morning.
You. Oh, Tanner, you're in the final.
You're the winner.
I think it's
so, how was that?
Did you firm enough? Did you get enough?
Absolutely.
Little shit.
We're getting good caliber of people, huh?
We fantastic caliber. I mean, oh, and look at that. Oh, fire dog.
Woo!
Okay, well, these I can see it. You know, my phone is wet.
6 a.m.
Yeah. Okay, well, we're gonna. Well, that's it. We're having fun, and
yeah,
it's the fourth time I've said it. If you got it flaunted from the producers, that musical, they say, you got it, Tanner. Why not?
Thank
hey,
you very much,
and we were looking forward to see you, but we're gonna see them on the 7th, eh?
Yes.
7th of May, we have a big party, one of our first big parties, and you will take it from here, Lara. Am I right?
Yes, so we finalized the location. We're having it at Niche in Rosebank.
Okay.
And we'll put the invitation out. There will be tickets for sale for the public to come.
Okay.
And we, Fiat has sponsored us, and so has Cruise Vodka.
Woo!
So there's going to be awesome cocktails, and all the models are going to be there. And if you want to come and sign up, you can do it at that party.
What's the age limit?
18. 18 and above. So nobody under 18 can come to the party. Oh,
65. Okay.
Yeah, 69. 70.
You get the
if you're rocking it at 80, come.
You've absolutely. I think your strength lies in your hair and your jawline.
Oh, thank
but
you.
What I want to find out from you is, do you think that you could shave your hair for cancer and start modeling for the cancer people?
No, don't. Don't do it.
Well, I think realistically, I stand for causes. I mean, I do actually have a mentally handicapped sister. So in a sense, anything for a good cause, I would be willing to do it.
Are you a causer, though?
Am I a causer?
He's standing for good causes.
No, I'm Zulu.
Mhlalaphi.
Okay. He's a winner, you know. He's embracing the whole South African culture. Mm-hmm. He's learning our shit. Man, well done. You're a winner in my heart.
Thanks, my brother.
Okay, well, I can't wait for 2 weeks from now. So we are going to vote at the end, people. Listeners, we're going to put everyone up and you're all going to vote. And then we'll have our finalists, semi-finalists and finalists. It's a long road that started today. And I thank you all for being here. Thanks, Kayla. Thanks, Warren and Tana. And thank you, Laura.
Pleasure.
Always nice seeing you, my dearest darling. Oh, my goodness, how beautiful you are, Laura.
Oh. I love you too, Casper.
Okay.
Wait, Casper, before
what's
you leave.
What's wrong?
Can we just celebrate Laura's beauty? I mean, she's just...
No, we can't.
100%.
Amazing.
10 out of 10.
So coming on to Laura.
When? Duncan,
and she's mine.
When is she yours, Casper?
He claimed me about when we met at our last party.
When we met, I claimed her.
Okay.
He's my boy.
Yeah, so you find someone else.
I will.
I could do both.
Okay.
There we go.
Thank you very much, people.
Good stuff.
See you in 2 weeks' time. Let me just get the knife. Where's the bags thing? Dunk? There. Okay, let me play it. Woo!
Here comes the boys and girls, the boys of Cliff Central and girls. See how they walk, strut, pose, and talk. The boys of Cliff Central and girls.
We're going to have our special guest now, and he is absolutely fantastic. I love this guy. He is so talented and so funny, and I'm so glad that we have him here at last on the show. So while we get the models out and bring him in, I think we should listen to this, and I'll tell you why. We should listen to this.
I don't know.
And I'll tell you why in a moment. Here we go. Here we go. Because this is part of our Stuff Poopies, which we will launch a bit later. First, we got to get Tats in, but you won't believe who this is. It's not Sonia Harrell, though. There they go into the sunset. We'll get back to them now on Stuff Poopies. But now it's time for
extra
our...
special!
I talked over the extra. It's time for our...
extra!
Say it again.
Extra!
Okay.
Special!
Guest. And I'm so glad to have him here at last.
Whoopee!
The one and only Tats Nkonzo is here live. That was Duncan, though. Hi, Tats.
Hi, Casper.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for coming.
Oh, you. Thank you for inviting me. We've been trying this for a while, haven't we?
For a while, and every time something goes wrong and you go overseas or you have to perform in fucking Syria. and But now here you are. And I must tell the people that I went to a theater in the Roodepoort. It was like a 15-seater. and we were sitting there, and it was the most horrible situation in terms of the atmosphere and the build-up that you can imagine. And it turned out to be a fantastic evening of comedy and comedians. And my jaw was on my lower shoe, I must tell you, with the things I saw that night. And we know Pops is good. I know I've seen him before. I've never seen Tuts in action. Yes, you are fantastic.
Thank you so much, Casper.
But you are really, you got it. You got it.
I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Coming from you, I was very surprised to see you in the...
So was I.
In the audience. What was the occasion?
We were coming to scout for some program on TV we were looking for presenters for.
At a comedy club?
Yeah, because a comedy presenter is usually very nice to have.
Okay.
And one who's got, you know. But I didn't know that you were presenting. I saw afterwards that you were doing all these shows as well. Right. So you got the natural knack to do that.
Thank you.
But let's go back. You were on Idols.
Yikes, yes.
So you can sing as well, eh?
When I got to Joburg, I'm from the Eastern Cape. So when I got to Joburg, I literally did everything. It was like... Because I was so surprised when I landed here that there's an audition for this and there's access to that and you can go and try and be that. Yeah. And it was just like, it was like a chocolate factory for me in terms of artistically. Because in East London, all I had was the school plays, which was once a year.
Yeah.
And choir. And that was it. But Joburg, I did everything. I just jumped right in. So.
And you know what? A dark chocolate is more popular than white chocolate. That I can
dark
tell
chocolate. I don't think dark chocolate is the bitter one.
No. I actually mean dark milk.
Okay, so like.
But the Easter egg chocolates.
Like yellow bone chocolate.
Now that's.
Like Dunkin' tone chocolate as opposed to.
To Gavin. Yeah, Gavin is more like Top Deck.
Cappuccino.
Yeah.
Still making a.
But don't burn me.
Oh, no, we won't. Not we will yet. Drink you in, darling. And your sets that night, as I try to explain, it is a terrible circumstance. I mean, you think you sit here in this small little theater and there's not a lot of people. I wouldn't perform even. I would go,
I tried to get you up, if I remember.
You did. I went up and down again.
That's the thing about you.
But then already I was hooked and enjoyed it so much. But I just meant before the time I thought, oh my God, these people are just going to go through it because it's not a nice night.
Yeah.
But it was like Carnegie Hall. You know,
oh my goodness.
So the standard was so fantastic. I mean, not everyone was absolutely, but you were world class, Tuts.
Oh my goodness!
And the things, your material is so original and off the cuff. I loved it. It's
you're
absurd.
So believable. I love this because usually radio people get paid to say all this stuff, but I'm looking at you as you're saying it.
Yeah, no,
I thank you, Casper.
Yeah. Yeah, you know what? I'm going to say it here, and it is on air, and it will be on podcast, that you can go further than Trevor Noah.
Oh, my goodness.
You can go further. You got more than him, and he is fantastic.
Absolutely. That's a huge honor. Thank you. Yes. Thank you, Mr.
But
you're
going to let you work for that today.
Meneer De Vries.
Yeah. But
ek is hier, ek is trying to...
Meneer!
Ja, nou kan julle praat.
Ons kan praat, ek is so geluk.
Okay. Hey,
my broer is hier so.
Exactly.
En ons kan...
There goes the show.
Praat, meneer.
Wat sê jy exactly, meneer Duncan?
Ek sê...
That's Pigeon Afrikaans he's doing.
Okay.
Ek is so trots dat jy is hier so. Uh-huh. En ek en jy kan net... You know, embrace.
What?
Nay and embrace.
Nay and embrace.
Ons kan die Afrikaanse taal geembras.
Kom maar.
En jy kan, ek is so, yes.
Oh, okay.
Grappie.
That's what I say. Hy is grappie. Hy is Italian.
That's what ek is ek.
Well, you're not only here to have to show off.
Yes.
You can also just visit us.
I so, know.
And I'm going to go into that section now. Okay. Because just before you came in, I played some strange music.
Mm.
And I said to the people, oh, there's going to be Stof Poppy. So we got a Stof Poppy every week where we go back to a golden oldie.
Stof Poppy.
Stof Poppy.
Okay. Poopy.
Poopy, yeah. It's like a dust, like a fart in the dust. And so we're going to go to that. So I'm going to play the intro for that. And then we're going to go to that song I played and other music. And you will recognize it, but you won't believe who they are. It's one of those bands where you listen. You will never buy a CD. But when you hear them, your toes go tapping. You know? So let's hear this first.
Stof Poppies. Stof Poppies. Stof Poppies van Tijs.
Lekker.
Proudly brought to you by Sandwich Baron.
What do I eat today? It'll have to be Sandwich Baron as I get free delivery. But what? A crunchy salad? Or fresh French bread with a variety of quality fillings? Maybe a giant baked potato cooked to perfection, topped with creamy mushroom sauce, crispy bacon, and a goodly helping of cheddar cheese. At Sandwich Baron, you can order online. No hassle, no fuss. Only register once with a store of your choice. Order online at sandwichbaronstore.co.za. Over 60 stores nationwide to choose from. Sandwich Baron, undeniably delicious.
So that's... that's the song I was playing, but...
was that was an advert.
No, but this song now.
Oh, is this the Stof Poppy?
This one. But they changed their style dramatically. Tats has got Gavin's glasses on. It looks very nice, very funky.
Thank you. I was under pressure with those topless models.
Orange is your color.
I thought, let me do something special for you guys as well. I see the phones are not wet this time.
No, they're not, but at least they're not dry. So, Charmaine, who is this we're listening to?
Known as the Scorpions.
I don't know.
Started out as the Scorpions in 1962.
Who were known?
Uh-huh. They were first signed by Piccadilly Records.
In the 60s?
In the 60s.
Did they change their name?
Yes, they did. And it's a British rock group.
And was it an animal name as well?
No, go more Latin. The name Latin. Right now is more of Latin origin.
Wow.
Uh-huh. You want to?
Ricky Martin.
Well, okay. Do you know what? No, not Ricky Martin, but there is a Rick in that group, a Rick Parfitt.
Okay, what I'm going to do, I'm going to play a little bit of their new style, but people won't know it's them, but they'll know the song.
Okay.
Okay, and then we go on with a riddle of who the fuck this is.
Okay.
Listen to this. You will know this. It's played in all movies every now and then. All movies every now and then.
They vacation in a foreign land. Uncle Sam does the best he can. You're in the army now. Oh, oh, you're in the army now.
Okay, so that song we all know.
Ek weet, meneer.
Wie?
You do?
Ja, my papa het altyd die muziek te
spelen.
My
awesome,
papa.
Papa.
Ja.
Awesome. En as ek onthou... there's a status quo.
Yay!
Yay!
You're so good. Yes, it's
very
status quo.
Very good. You're right.
My papa.
Papa. I didn't know it was status quo who played in the army now.
Huh. Yeah.
I'm trying to think what awesome movie you said all the movies I've never...
Sounds Rocky to me.
Really?
What
but
movie?
But you're young. You're young. And it's like say, Stripes or... what's the army fucking movies? Private Benjamin, or
wow.
But I mean that is before your time.
This is what I love about
your
comics, because you and I can connect, even though we are ages apart.
Thank you for that, Tuts. I feel very young now.
That's well, you said you when you
I know,
raised
I know,
it.
No,
I thought that's one of the reasons I said yes, because I was like, but
he's so old.
Yes, yeah. That was a thought, okay. But I was like, but he's a comic. Like,
yeah, but no, but I did tell you that I might die before the end of the year, so you must come. You see, that's the thing about old comedians. We go on about illness and being old, and then we are affronted if you say we're old. We go, what?
Right.
But yeah. That's the secret of
being old. Do you still perform? Grumpy.
Sometimes, stand up. Sometimes.
Where? Like, where would I?
Touch it. We're busy with Stop Puppies now.
Oh, I apologize. Sorry.
So don't come with the interview.
I'm
now.
Breaking protocol. I apologize. It's just so low. I thought it was background Stop Puppy, like a silent fart.
Stand up, yeah. No, it's okay. Well, you can interview me now. Now, I like it. We're vain comedians. So, Charmaine, go on.
Okay, and they've also had over 60 chart hits.
Oh yeah. Wow. Stop it.
No, really.
That's remarkable.
That is, isn't it?
What?
60.
Over 60.
Yes, sir.
So
is there anyone with more than that?
I have no idea.
Casper, is there?
I have no idea. But also, what's
up? Beatles?
Michael Jackson?
Michael Jackson. Is ABBA? It?
60 songs, though. No, I don't
believe. Over 60. Yes. Mm. Go and do your Google search. You know you can get anything from Google.
Absolutely.
You're more than welcome. So the remaining members are four now. Francis Rossi, Rick Parfitt, Rhino, also John, or John, which also called Rhino Edwards, and then Andy Brown. So, and that's, and I tried to find out why they gave the name Status Quo. I just couldn't, up until now, find out why.
But the thing is, we listened to that matchstick, wow, 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 psychedelic. Kind of a psychedelic kind of a rock, but they changed it now. And in because a lot of musicians pick their noses up when they hear Status Quo, because it is basically what they call boogie rock. Mm-hmm. It's always, you can just dun, 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 bum, 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 and that's why I say your toes will tap, but you won't necessarily buy their cock. But we know all these fucking songs. I mean, there's a song called Whatever You Want, Whatever You Need. Remember that?
Yeah, whatever, yeah, absolutely. You want.
Huh?
Wasn't that an advert? Whatever you need.
You can have it.
That was
it.
For the Yellow Pages.
Yes, that's right.
No.
But how catchy.
That was, though.
How catchy was
it?
Is that?
It could be, eh? It could be. Yeah. It could be, because it's catchy.
Also, another
it's
advert.
Like a disease. It's catchy.
Yeah. The other one, also Rocking All Over the World.
That one, yeah. Well, also we got an that. So now. Let's. Yeah, this is the Whatever You Want one. Remember?
Woo!
So now you're driving your car. You go, let's put it louder. Like,
you want to do that?
You're tapping on the steering wheel.
Yes.
But yeah, it's coming, baby.
But to go out and buy a Status Quo LP, I've never actually seen one. They've got one out now, I think, 2014.
Really?
Yeah! Whatever you want, whatever you need. What does Rian say?
Meneer, wat se kak boeremusiek speel jy nou, meneer? Yes.
Boeremusiek?
Really?
Dat is boeremusiek, meneer. Wag, met jou farm music. Luister hier, so Rian Kodeer sê, yo Casper. Last week I sent a message and said that you are always drunk.
Oh, yes.
And that's why you are not drinking.
Oh, yes.
But I actually meant you are so hilarious, and the average person needs to be drunk to be 1% as funny as you are.
Wow, that's a massive compliment.
Thank you for the great show. Gavin is a groot poes. Friday.
No, he didn't say that.
Friday is the
No. He didn't say that, Gavin.
Duncan, I'm gonna hurt you.
Agnes, Rian, and
now he can't play this to his children.
Oh, yammer, kinders. Fridays is the best with the Casper Radio Show team. Horse. What's horse? H-O-S. Horse.
Bert.
Oh, horse. You say, Bert. It's like, there you go. Come on.
What about Horsh? Did you want to say Horsh with the H at the end?
Horse. How did he spell it?
H-O-S.
Horse, my bro. Horse.
Nah, it's Horsh.
Horse.
I'm not going to say anything because he's complimentary. And
was he, being, like, was he really saying that about
yeah,
me?
Yeah, he did say that.
No, he didn't.
Kevin's really concerned, guys.
Yeah. No, he didn't. Of course
not. I'm perturbed.
You're not a puss, Gavin. At least you're not.
Well,
that's the last thing you are.
The last thing he is. So you're saying he is just last?
It's the very last thing. If you're gonna go through things, the last thing on the list will be puss. But Gavin,
but so it's on the list.
It's on the list.
So if I say you're kind, beautiful, and strong,
and
strong
puss.
Is last, but you so you are strong,
but you are yeah, but very last strong.
So you just called him.
But you can...
No, but you're reading things in between the lines.
No, I'm hearing what you're saying.
But I'm actually understanding now what you're saying to me as well. So yes, that name is it. But it's the last thing. It's the last thing on the list. Right?
Anywho, I will embrace it.
Yeah, dude, it's good to be a puss, man.
Yeah, man. People, you should enjoy it.
Yeah.
I'm enjoying it.
Back to touch. You were interviewing me?
Absolutely.
I would love... Do you know what I... I've watched Saturday Night Live. I've watched Key and Peele. I've watched every sketch show.
Yes.
And one of my all-time favorite is the "Hello, folks."
Ah.
Tears down my.
What is that?
That is from the Casper Rasper Show.
That
William
is
Smith,
one of
Learning Channel.
Okay.
I don't know.
I'm a god with that. People adore me for that, Duncan.
Beautiful.
It it's apparent but not applicable. People say that, and if they say that, they come. It comes from that sketch.
So I've never seen you do stand-up.
Applicable.
I just remember watching that and going, this man is hilarious.
Ah, thank you.
And then even when you came up on the show at the theater, you didn't do stand-up. You just spoke. So this Twitter guy, well, this guy is very correct. That when you just spoke, people laughed. I mean, I was doing jokes and work, and you just came up and effortlessly just... It was like, step aside, young man. And then you, but so I've always, since that day, I was like, I would love to actually see you do a set.
Yeah. No,
and
I've never seen you. Well, I've stopped doing shows for a while, but I'll go back. I was just getting tired of it because I did it for so many years. And then, you know, because of South Africa, when you your own manager, your own fucking agent. So organizing all those shows year after year made me very tired as well, because you've got to book the theaters, you've got to do promotion, you've got to do the posters, you've got to do this and that, accommodation for your crew. And I just thought, I don't want to do this anymore. I don't know what to say anymore either. So, you know, that is my excuse. So, but I will do it again. I'm actually doing a show in Afrikaans with Skulk and Hannes in May somewhere.
Love Skulk.
Just as a... Yeah, Skulk is fantastic. Just as a sort of... just to see that you can still ride, swim or drive the bicycle or, you know, that kind of thing. A little bit of
Where
an exercise.
Where is that going to be?
That is in Pretoria, Attenborough Theatre.
I'm going to go and be the toba there.
Yeah, we will get you there. Because I'm doing... I'm actually... The previous show I did with Hannes and Melt was... I just did improvisation. But that night, it will be a set. So that... I'm looking forward to that too. To try out new material. Because, you know, after 2 years, you start getting...
Casper, you are funny.
Well, thank you. But you'll
see... You are a funny man.
I love comedy. And that's why I saw in you... that you are fantastic. Now, you brought in a guitar, didn't you?
I did.
You can do whatever you want. I haven't got YouTube clips or anything of you here. I didn't want to do that. I want to actually talk through them, and then you can... What's that thing, Gavin?
I'm just pointing at
so his
member.
So is that the real deep-fried man?
Oh, my gosh.
No, he's like, Deep Fried Man is a niche. He's not a niche. He is just...
When you hear people say a Deep Fried Man, you immediately assume a black person.
No.
Don't you?
No.
Oh.
I assume a Jew.
Doesn't he look deep fried?
Wow.
Really?
Oh. Oh, I thought, okay, Deep Gassed Man is a Jew. deep fried.
Oh my gosh. Well, that's historically correct.
It is.
It is.
You see, it's based on the truth.
Mm-hmm. This is a song I wrote after I realized that ladies are the only people who can have hit songs based on their body parts.
Ah.
And there's not any male representation in that genre of pop music. You can do the drums there, Duncan. Yeah.
Just, I'll follow your lead.
We all need them, can't live without them. They're very sensitive, and all men have two of them. I'm talking about balls, hairy balls. I'm not talking about the ones that you hold in sport. I'm talking about the ones that you hold in your scrotum balls. I'm talking about gonads, kahunas. I'm a sender ball. Sometimes itchy, sometimes scratchy, always smelly balls. I'm so sick of love songs. Everybody, so the song's about
balls.
That's right.
Not soccer balls.
So the song's about
balls.
Balls. Everybody, come on, Joburg, let me hear you.
What's
so the song's about
balls.
Balls, balls. I'ma send it balls. So the song's about
balls. Amazing. Wow.
Wow. More, don't put away that guitar.
We want more.
That was it.
We want more.
To your beautiful voice.
Yes.
I nearly said your beautiful stem. Listen to your beautiful voice.
That's remarkable.
I need to show you something, Casper.
What?
You can't show me.
Someone needs
iFix.
iFix. We must put you in touch with iFix.
Okay.
I thought you were being rude, pointing at his crotch.
No, I'm a married man. Proudly.
I've got my phone in, and I'm sitting on my phone. Just
I
so
had
the
no
readers.
Choice.
You got the phone on and on the phone is
by my balls.
By his balls. I apologize.
You used to do singing, I'm sure, back in the day.
I did. I composed music and stuff like that.
What?
But yeah, you see. But what I did was you do it in such a way that people don't actually realize there's music. Because it's
How
gotta
do you mean?
Because it's got to be funny. So I have a lot of video streams and stuff on the shows. You know, screens and stuff. And then I pre-record the music. And I would like imitate Steve Hoffman or whatever.
Right.
And so people wouldn't actually realize you had to go into a studio, compose a song that's a parody on Steve Hoffman, and sing it. They didn't think that way. They saw me as Steve and laughed. But so they didn't know the work that goes in behind it. It doesn't matter. But I enjoy doing that as well.
When you
I enjoy
see comedy,
music.
Casper, I'm very interested in this. You've been doing this for a while. So when you see, like, comedy today, surely you have some thoughts about what it's like.
It is absolutely fantastic. It's grown, eh? Hey, when was this new wave of comedy? When did it start?
I think when Trevor went overseas.
Before that. Trevor was a big star before that as well, yeah. Hey?
But he kind of took it up there to where everyone wants to do something and get involved now.
Yeah, but there was a new wave of stand-up. And I remember with the comedy awards already. There were people I've never heard of in my life and I thought they were extremely funny.
There's a lot of that. There's a lot more. There's a lot more comics than stages in South Africa. So there's
Absolutely.
A lot of names, a lot of hilarious people that you just don't know.
But because usually you think, okay, it's gonna be, you know, two people will be funny in the bill tonight, and the rest not. And I've seen that with my own eyes in other countries like New Zealand, and they had a night of comedy. I didn't do anything. I just looked at it, watched it, and it's cuck. It's really bad. You know, there's one guy that's maybe funny, the rest, it's really, you go, oh my God, this is embarrassing. Not here. It's one after the other. You go, wow, it's funny.
Watch stand-up comedy, people. If you're listening, please support South African comedy.
Yes,
we
please.
We can't grow without you. Thank you.
That's good to say that because you won't be disappointed.
Yeah, no, very funny, guys. Very, very funny. Pretoria, has a scene that's building, and so many comics there that I didn't even know. I remember when I went to Pretoria State Theatre, where Kiriboni does a show, there were these young guys just killing the room, killing the room with their 5 minutes and 10 minute sets.
Oh, that's fantastic.
It was like, who are these people? Because when you're in Joburg, you kind of think you've conquered.
Yeah. You know everyone.
Yeah,
now.
Yeah. That's you kind of think you've conquered South Africa.
Yeah.
I'm ready to do my one man. Okay. Yeah. Let's see you go to Polokwane and see how that works out.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there they go.
There they got. Yeah.
They've got their own people, and then in East, so it was such an eye opener even for me.
It's an explosion that happened sometime in the 2000s somewhere.
Absolutely.
And it is really fantastic. But now you also competed in Last Comic Standing.
So you think you're funny. It is a version of it.
Yeah, it's just a fucking version of it. But you did well. But why didn't you win?
I wasn't a comedian. When I entered that
show,
I entered that show, so the first time I did stand-up was in front of millions of people on TV. I'd never done comedy before.
So you didn't have that foundation.
No. So every time I got to the next round, I was out of jokes. I actually lived in the same room as the guy who won. So we went back to the hotel. He'd fall asleep. I'd have to go into the toilet
and
switch on the light and not even rehearse, write. And I was there playing my guitar, like trying to not make a noise so he doesn't hear me.
Shame.
So every single time I got to the next round, I had nothing. And then I realized I wasn't going to win, because I think after like the third week, Sfiso Nene, who's the guy who won, he was like, I've got about 900 jokes and I haven't used one of them.
Oh my goodness.
And that just deflated me. Like, I was on such a high. I was on such an adrenaline. I'm through. Yeah. When he said that.
You went, what?
Now I'm thinking maybe it was a strategy. But when he said it, I literally just went, ugh.
No, okay. It was a strategy.
And then, I kid you not, the next day, I was kicked out.
Wow, you worked on you psychologically. You
Something
see.
In me just went, okay, I'm done.
Give up.
Yeah.
And but he's a cool guy. He's still doing stand-up, which is great. Because most of the guys who were on that show aren't really active in stand-up. It's myself, Sfiso Nene, who won. Tapelo Tips, who we actually got kicked out on the same day. He's doing well. He's a Pretoria cat. Very funny guy. Very devoted to growing comedy and himself.
Good.
Very funny guy. And those are literally the three people that I remember from that show. And there were hundreds of people who auditioned.
But you present Strictly Come Dancing or South Africa's Got Talent or one of that as well?
You should fire your research team here. You keep shooting and missing. It's not Strictly.
What
is it? It's not Last Comic Standing.
What is it?
It's Got Talent.
It's Got Talent.
Yes.
Another rip-off fucking show from America. But you present that.
I do. But breaking news... I don't think I've said this yet, anyway.
Okay. Well, I haven't got a breaking sound yet, so I'll break. Breaking news.
Tatsun Gonzo, former SA's Got Talent host. Yeah, I'm not doing it this year.
Wow.
But have you got another program?
No.
Oh, so that's not actually breaking news.
It wasn't
it's sad news.
It's sad news.
No, the news is so of such that it's breaking
news. Yes. No, but I made the decision. I wasn't fired.
Yeah, but it's good.
You think you're
good
better than the show?
No, I just want to
he must
do comedy.
His horizons. He's so good with comedy. And I extant. I understand exactly what he's saying, because one can present, and it's lovely to present.
It's lovely. It is lovely.
But comedy, you can go for it, because you can conquer the world, Tots.
I think if people who watched me do SA's Got Talent watched a show of mine, I mean, it's me, but they'd be like, oh,
yeah,
he goes there. He talks about that.
Yeah. Is there something here that we can
too
talk
soon,
about?
Too soon,
yeah,
too
yeah. Because my stand up is like I love SA's Got Talent, because I, like you said, I did Idols. I did So You Think You're Funny. Like I said, when I came to Joburg, I did the cues and the being judged and the, you know, putting my talent on the line.
So you have empathy.
So I have empathy. I understand every single person, good or bad, who comes to that show, which is why I enjoyed it. Mm. But it just, I think I'm at the point where I want to be known for what I do 90% of the time, which is stand-up.
Well, I'm telling you, I'm a fan already. So whatever you're going to do, I am just starry-eyed at what you're going to do, and I'll be there. So know
I'm going to hold you up to that, Kasper.
No, I'll be there. I'm telling you, sir. I'm telling you here, you are phenomenal. It's just, this is a thing called Mkonzo Jazz. Isn't that wonderful?
This is beautiful.
Yeah.
Who is this?
Ooh. Speckle and Glue.
Speckle and Glue.
Mkonzo Jazz. Yeah. Mm. Yeah. What did they say there on the game? What's that Game of Thrones song?
Yeah, meneer, ek ook wonder dat das net 9 dags left until Game of Thrones.
It's not Game, it's Game.
Game of Thrones.
Game of
Thrones. 9 days until Game of Thrones season 6.
Yeah.
We haven't even spoken about it once.
Yeah, but you know what we do here? Is that we end consistory and then not consistory, I nearly said consistory, and then we must do our own satirical version parody of Game of Thrones. So we will have it every week.
Well, it's happening 9 days until Game of Thrones season 6.
Is Jon Snow alive?
He is.
I think so. They are so secretive.
Spoiler.
I've got episode 1 season 6.
You got it.
I've got.
Don't say it.
How did you get it?
I get fire resource. I get fire resourceful.
Oh my goodness.
I don't watch Game of Thrones.
What a delicious song.
Sounds like.
You're missing out, dude.
You will love it.
A name like Jon Snow doesn't sound like a guy who dies.
No, he doesn't, eh?
Jon Snow.
Although the snow was red with his blood, you know?
So was the ground with Jesus's. Look what happened there.
Dude.
I'm very cross with you. That's what Jesus is. listen. Gepraat van Jesus, Charmaine. Jy het jou eie show.
Don't be shocked. It's just it's a trial run. We're going to have a show on Tuesday. We're going to start at 2:00, between 2 and 2:45.
But is it religious? Is it religious,
no,
or what kind of show
religious.
Is it?
No, it's not religious. It's spiritual. It's what is it to be spiritual, or what is spiritualism all about? So it, we
are you talking to the
that.
Dead?
So we some of the people that will be the gimmicky stuff, but the other things that we want to talk about, and I think on Tuesday we're probably going to touch on it, and that would be walk-ins. It's kind of like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know.
When you say we, when you say we,
body
who's
snatches.
We?
It's going to be Liesl, Tom, and I. And for Tuesday, we're going to have Vanessa Rosquell, and we're going to consult with her. So it's going to be one of those, and also on Tuesday, hopefully you can learn about clearing your space and yourself, you know, with stuff that you have available.
Wow, amazing!
Thank you. So we're going to
okay. We'll have a listen, Charmaine. Proud of you. Phone.
Spirit speaks. Spirit
will you talk
speak.
To
Thank
my grandfather?
You also on your own show now.
That's a game.
But Surieta sent a message.
What did she say?
She said that she sent me a gift for my birthday next week.
Oh.
And it wasn't delivered.
But she didn't say it on the WeChat. She sent it to you directly. Is this the way we are with our listeners now? Direct WeChats. Mm-mm. That's fantastic. Mm.
And she is married.
That is open to abuse, that.
Rayvan op die WeChat say, spoiler alert.
What?
Jon Snow is a Targaryen.
Is it what?
Oh, it's Targaryens, it's people family. Who stay alive after they died, eh?
Oh my goodness.
No, Targaryens, aren't they the dragon people with the fire? Fire people.
Targaryen, the Tokara. That's that woman that he fucked. She was a Targaryen.
Khaleesi.
No. Khaleesi is like a king of the fucking dragons.
She's the king of the
Am I the only one lost?
Dude, you'll love it. Tats, dude.
Have you watched
it? No, I've never.
Dude, you'll love it, dude. 2 episodes, season 1, you love it. I
That's
promise
insane.
You.
How many seasons? We got 6.
We got 2 minutes to quickly do adjudication. There are 2 Afrikaans songs out. I want you to adjudicate them and
Baby
tell me
chocolates.
Whether it's good. No, it's not like that. This is more like, these are stylish Afrikaans songs. And I want you to tell me which one is the best for you, okay? This is the first one. It's in the player.
Bahu? Maybe not
gonna
know
say,
yet.
We're going to say who it is. Tats is grabbing his guitar. That's
die som van ons probleme stuur vir almal 'n boodskap van hoop. Ek dink my vriend is die Messia, eenvoudig volmaak. Vir afskeid deur die massas, alleen denk, knaagdom van glas. Sou dit hy wees vir die wêreld een dag,
club had on bar. Fucker club. Fucker club. Al waar kun je die van doen? Dat is door die aan jouw woord. Maar daar ook is daar een vier. Ontwaak en zelf. Gemaskerde dier. Ik verstuk in die rood. Waar is ons in die ondier? Die gebouw vallen water. Okay,
so who's this? Can you guess?
My papa hoofd van die man is Anno Carstens, meneer.
You're right again, dankzij. Soms
schrijf er allemaal een getipte brief met een pen om ons sterren.
Okay, here's another one. Oh, I thought that was the one. That's also a famous person. What is unique is that both these people never did sing in Afrikaans, but they do now. Arno for the first time, and this one.
Met de honger hart wat net niet.
Ah, ik ken meneer.
Piston.
As the man sing, you can actually see his face.
Yeah?
As Jacques Ter Blanche, meneer.
You're right.
Jacques, the idol guy.
He's never done Afrikaans.
I feel like you're offended by that.
It's
the second time you're saying it. Both of these have never done Afrikaans before until now. I just want to say that again.
I'm very sensitive because I think most Afrikaans music is cuck. So.
Absolutely, it's prime music.
But not this one as well.
Yeah. Prime.
This is more like Nye music.
This is Nye.
Which one do you prefer? Dat be ugly, dank u.
Nee, meneer, dat is niet mijn gunstelige taste.
Niet één van die twee, niet?
Nee.
I prefer...
Charmaine?
I like them both. They for both for different occasions. I think they're both really good.
Gavs?
First one.
Oh, no. That's...
I'll go with...
Oh, that one. Oh, no. That one?
Yep.
Yeah. Although you play the guitar better... But that's such a fan I am of yours. But you you can do no wrong. And I think you must
and
come
back. And
I've
never played Afrikaans music until now.
Okay, well, I'll rewrite a song. Next time you visit, but you see now it's nice here.
I love this vibe.
Okay.
I must say this before. This is really, I feel like I've been hanging out with friends.
But
well, that's what it is.
Absolutely.
I feel that. So, thank you for the feeling in my heart.
So we're going to invite you again. We're going to have a nice chat. We're going
to
do a compose an
Afrikaans
song.
Oh, great.
And all that we can do. Yeah, because the world's our oyster, yeah. I've first got to play this thing.
Whoa!
Here and here. Whoa, that is what we call a Christmas. Oh, Jesus Christ, help us now. Oh, Lord. Okay, here we go.
Now
goodbye, say well, bye-bye, Bonnie Garshley. Goodbye, goodbye, farewell, till soon, bye.
So that's goodbye, and I think we will leave with a lot of strains of Status Quo and Rocking All Over the World. But Tuts, we got to improvise an ad quickly of Sandwich Baron in like 10 seconds.
Okay.
But it's got to be in Afrikaans.
Okay.
Hi, Duncan, Tats, hoe gaan dit?
Alles gaan goed, Tats.
Ek is honger, man, honger.
Maar jy chooie, wat chooie jy nou?
Ek, het jy een bietje breinbrood?
Ek weet nie, maar ek...
Raai, hy moet raai.
Papaloni.
Hy moet, nee man, guess. Praat jy nie Afrikaans nie?
Al dat ek doen is ek eet van Sandwich Baron en ek hou van die papaloni.
Sandwich Baron. Sandwich Baron vir die honger.
This is CliffCentral.com.